Today is the 31st day of May. Wow. Well done. So here we are at the end of month number 5. So we've taken this journey every day for nearly 5 months now. And the journey is well underway. We are out in the deep. We are sailing forward. And wow, has everything been touched? Have so many things been brought up and challenged within us as we take this voyage, a journey to the center of ourselves, as we learn from these stories and see these pathways and where they lead, and how we can be transformed if we will listen and obey, and how easy it is to harden our hearts and walk away from these things and understand them for someone else as if they don't apply, and how we sidestep so much. 5 months. So we got a long way to go. And there's so much more to be touched and challenged and to understand and to live into if we would choose. But it will be the path of humility. It will be a path where we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. So well done. We've made it this far in our 20th year, and I'm grateful to be here with you, even as I am challenged along with everybody else. So we are in the story in 2 Samuel of King David, and we are viewing very clearly how things after David took Bathsheba and had her husband killed to hide in the darkness what he had done, and the pregnancy that he had brought about in his own choices, how that plays out in the loss, complete loss of respect in his family, and the repercussions that are now seemingly going to cost him the kingdom as his son Absalom seeks to take the throne away and to have his father done away with. So let's continue that journey. Today, 2 Samuel, chapter 17. Now, Ahithophel urged Absalom, "Let me choose 12,000 men to start out after David tonight. I will catch up with him while he is weary and discouraged. He and his troops will panic and everyone will run away. Then I will kill only the king, and I will bring all the people back to you as a bride returns to her husband. After all, it is only one man's life that you seek. Then you will be at peace with all the people." This plan seemed good to Absalom and to all the elders of Israel. But then Absalom said, "Bring in Hushai the Archite. Let's see what he thinks about this." When Hushai arrived, Absalom told him what Ahithophel had said. Then he asked, "What is your opinion? Should we follow Ahithophel's advice? If not, what do you suggest?" "Well," Hushai replied to Absalom, "this time Ahithophel has made a mistake. You know your father and his men. They are mighty warriors. Right now they are as enraged as a mother bear who has been robbed of her cubs. And remember that your father is an experienced man of war. He won't be spending the night among the troops. He's probably already hidden in some pit or cave. And when he comes out and attacks and a few of your men fall, there will be panic among your troops, and the word will spread that Absalom's men are being slaughtered. Then even the bravest soldiers, though they have the heart of a lion, will be paralyzed with fear. For all Israel knows what a mighty warrior your father is and how courageous his men are. I recommend that you mobilize the entire army of Israel, bringing them from as far away as Dan in the north and Beersheba in the south. That way you will have an army as numerous as the sand on the seashore. And I advise that you personally lead the troops. When we find David, we'll fall on him like dew that falls on the ground. Then neither he nor any of his men will be left alive. And if David were to escape into some town, you will have all Israel there at your command. Then we can take ropes and drag the walls of the town into the nearest valley until every stone is torn down. Then Absalom and all the men of Israel said, Hushai's advice is better than Ahithophel's. For the Lord had determined to defeat the counsel of Ahithophel, which really was the better plan, so that he could bring disaster on Absalom. Hushai told Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, what Ahithophel had said to Absalom and the elders of Israel, and what he himself had advised instead. Quick, he told them, find David and urge him not to stay at the shallows of the Jordan River tonight. He must go across at once into the wilderness beyond. Otherwise, he will die and his entire army with him. Jonathan and Ahimaaz had been staying at En-Rogel so as not to be seen entering and leaving the city. Arrangements had been made for a servant girl to bring them the message they were to take to King David. But a boy spotted them at En-Rogel, and he told Absalom about it. So they quickly escaped to Bahurim, where a man hid them down inside a well in his courtyard. The man's wife put a cloth over the top of the well and scattered grain on it to dry in the sun, so no one suspected they were there. When Absalom's men arrived, they asked her, have you seen Ahimaaz and Jonathan? The woman replied, they were here, but they crossed over the brook. Absalom's men looked for them without success and returned to Jerusalem. Then the two men crawled out of the well and hurried on to King David. Quick, they told him, cross the Jordan tonight. And they told him how Ahithophel had advised that he be captured and killed. So David and all the people with him went across the Jordan River during the night, and they were all on the other bank before dawn. When Ahithophel realized that his advice had not been followed, he saddled his donkey, went to his hometown, set his affairs in order, and hanged himself. He died there and was buried in the family tomb. David soon arrived at Mahanaim, but now Absalom had mobilized the entire army of Israel and was leading his troops across the Jordan River. Absalom had appointed Amasa as commander of his army, replacing Joab, who had been commander under David. Amasa was Joab's cousin. His father was Jether, an Ishmaelite. His mother, Abigail, daughter of Nahash, was the sister of Joab's mother, Zeruiah. Absalom and the Israelite armies set up camp in the land of Gilead. When David arrived at Mahanaim, he was warmly greeted by Shobi, son of Nahash, who came from Rabbah of the Ammonites, and by Machir, son of Amiel from Lodibar, and by Barzillai of Gilead from Rogalim. They brought sleeping mats, cooking pots, serving bowls, wheat and barley, flour and roasted grain, beans, lentils, honey, butter, sheep, goats, and cheese for David and those who were with him. For they said, you must all be very hungry and tired and thirsty after your long march through the wilderness. John 19, 23 through 42. when the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they divided his clothes among the four of them. They also took his robe, but it was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said, rather than tearing it apart, let's throw dice for it. This fulfilled the scripture that says, they divided my garments among themselves and threw dice for my clothing. So that is what they did. Standing near the cross were Jesus' mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Dear woman, here is your son." And he said to this disciple, "Here is your mother." And from then on, this disciple took her into his home. Jesus knew that his mission was now finished, and to fulfill scripture, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch, and held it up to his lips. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It was the day of preparation, and the Jewish leaders didn't want the bodies hanging there the next day, which was the Sabbath, and a very special Sabbath because it was Passover week. So they asked Pilate to hasten their deaths by ordering that their legs be broken and their bodies could be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the two men crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead, so they didn't break his legs. One of the soldiers, however, pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water flowed out. This report is from an eyewitness giving an accurate account. He speaks the truth so that you also may continue to believe. These things happened in fulfillment of the scriptures that say, not one of his bones will be broken, and they will look on the one they pierced. Afterward, Joseph of Arimathea, who had been a secret disciple of Jesus because he feared the Jewish leaders, asked Pilate for permission to take down Jesus' body. When Pilate gave permission, Joseph came and took the body away. With him came Nicodemus, the man who had come to Jesus at night. He brought about 75 pounds of perfumed ointment made from myrrh and aloes. Following Jewish burial custom, they wrapped Jesus' body with the spices in long sheets of linen cloth. The place of crucifixion was near a garden, where there was a new tomb never used before. And so, because it was the day of preparation for the Jewish Passover, and since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. Psalm 119, 129 through 152. Your laws are wonderful. No wonder I obey them. The teaching of your word gives light, so even the simple can understand. I pant with expectation, longing for your commands. Come and show me your mercy, as you do for all who love your name. Guide my steps by your word, so I will not be overcome by evil. Ransom me from the oppression of evil people, then I can obey your commandments. Look upon me with love. Teach me your decrees. Rivers of tears gush from my eyes because people disobey your instructions. Tzad. O Lord, you are righteous and your regulations are fair. Your laws are perfect and completely trustworthy. I am overwhelmed with indignation, for my enemies have disregarded your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested. That is why I love them so much. I am insignificant and despised, but I don't forget your commandments. Your justice is eternal, and your instructions are perfectly true. As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands. Your laws are always right. Help me to understand them so I may live. Quoth, I pray with all my heart, answer me, Lord. I will obey your decrees. I cry out to you, rescue me that I may obey your laws. I rise early before the sun is up. I cry out for help and put my hope in your words. I stay awake through the night, thinking about your promise. In your faithful love, O Lord, hear my cry. Let me be revived by following your regulations. Lawless people are coming to attack me. They live far from your instructions, but you are near, O Lord, and all your commands are true. I have known from my earliest days that your laws will last forever. Proverbs 16, 12 and 13. A king detests wrongdoing, for his rule is built on justice. The king is pleased with words from righteous lips, loves those who speak honestly. Father, we thank you for your word. 5 months. 5 months into the 20th year. We are humbled. 5 months, if we're open, will certainly humble us. Will certainly challenge us, and you have. Because we can look into these stories and find ourselves in so many situations. And so as we release this fifth month, it becomes a part of our story, a part of our history. Because we are only able to keep going forward, no matter how much we live in the past. And it is important sometimes that those things get organized, and that we understand them, and then we walk back through them and process them so that we can move forward. Your scriptures, the Bible, the Word of God, brings us into the places that are hidden and helps us with that. And we thank you for that. We invite your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, that we might move forward in truth, in the light, in the true freedom of nothing hidden in the darkness. And so, thank you for these 5 months. We anticipate all that you have yet to do inside of us in a year of transformation, in a year where we are learning to be safe. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home. Daily Audio Bible app. is home. One's on the web, one's in the app store. Get connected, be connected, stay connected. Wow, here we are. Closing out the fifth month of the year, so we're about to go into the sixth month. Wow. The sixth month of the 20th year. So, looking forward to that sixth month. Looking forward to doing some celebration next week as we continue that journey through the 20th year. Well done for 5 months. Well done for all of the days and moments that we've been able to share and spend together, and all that the Bible has brought up in us and for us. So so grateful to be on this journey together. And so, we're releasing this fifth month of the year. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if being here for these 5 months around the global campfire, showing up for each other every day, has been meaningful and life-giving, thank you humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here next month, which will be tomorrow.
Grace and peace, DAB family. This is Phil asking for prayers for a very close and dear family member who is challenged with sobriety and moving forward in victory from bout with alcoholism in her life, and just needing the prayerful support of all those who would pray and be compassionate, maybe understand, or even if you don't understand, you know, the disease and the disorder of alcoholism and addictions in general. But just please pray for our dear family member who we believe God has total victory for, and we are trusting and believing to see wonderful results. But we know we need the help of God for everything in our life, every challenge. So please pray for her victory and for her success so that she can fulfill everything that God has called her to be and to do and to help others. She's a great woman of God, woman of prayer. So we believe God, and I thank you for your support. God bless.
Hey, Dad family, this is Cliff from California. I'm asking for your prayer about my job situation. I've been unfairly accused in my job about my integrity, my character, and competency, and these have never been issues in my entire nearly 30-year career, and there's a strong possibility I could lose my job here in the next few weeks. And I'm just asking your prayer for wisdom and discernment. I know that the Lord is always present and is helping me to test me through this situation. I believe that this is a demonic attack and that the Lord can help me overcome it, as he has so many other times in my life. But to be honest, I'm fearful. I'm scared. I'm scared for what this could mean to my family and our finances and all of that, and also my reputation as well, in terms of the prospects of getting another job. But so I just lay those fears at the Lord's throne, and also to lay my humility down as well, in terms of, you know, searching my heart for any areas of pride that needs to be addressed, and confessing those sins. So thank you so much, family. This has been such a strong and supportive part of my faith journey. God bless you.
Hi, Ann from Texas. This is Taken with Love from Louisiana. your heartfelt cry about your daughter and your children that are estranged from you reminded me to keep on praying for all of the dabbers that are experiencing division and separation from our beautiful children that God blessed us with. Oh, Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name on Anne's behalf, and anyone who will receive and believe in faith that you are who you say you are. Father, you are the restorer. You are the healer. You are the one, the great I am, that can take a mess and make the most beautiful message out of it. Oh God, please have mercy on Anne with her daughter. Show her how to be the catalyst of love towards her daughter, extending the border of her mantle over to her daughter, whether it doesn't feel right and it doesn't even feel like she's accepting it. Lord, help Anne to just do the right thing. Choose the better portion, I pray. And Father, I pray that you would break every barrier, every lie from the enemy. I know he hates us. He hates our children. But my prayer is for all of us that our children would feel the love of Jesus through us, the same kind of love that Jesus showed us when he was reaching out to save our souls. I love you in Jesus' name, and I God bless every one of you that has this same heart plea in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Hello, my DAB family. This is James in Nebraska. Just want to put a prayer out there for my daughter, Kelsey, who goes in for brain surgery on June 9th, that she have the Lord's blessing and guidance with the surgeons and all the staff and her family. Just guide us and help us and keep us in your blessings, O Lord. Amen.